I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keurig, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in. It's Unrivaled 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for being with us. Scott Mitchell, what's up, man?
Well, it's Taco Tuesday.
Oh, it is. Do you actually do that?
Do I do tacos on Tuesday? Nah.
I mean,
from time to time, it's not.
What was the number one meal that you had at your house that, like, you probably complained about to your mom, like, again? Meatloaf again, mom. Pot roast again, mom. What was the thing that you guys seemed like?
Okay.
It was the fallback
You're
meal.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, because your mom was a good cook.
My mother was not. No, she wasn't a good cook. She was an amazing cook, and she loved. She cooked everything.
Variety.
From scratch, a lot of variety. I will say, there's a lot of noise over there.
Sorry, buddy. I got to.
You sound like you're in your.
Let me get my puffy coat off.
You sound like you're in a sleeping bag
Hold
over
on.
There.
Throw me off a little bit here. Hold on. Let me get my puffy coat off.
Yeah, get your puffy coat off.
All right.
We're going to be here for a couple hours. Get comfortable, everybody.
Now I got my silent shirt on. No, I just have no shirt.
No, she. Okay. Here's the thing my mother made that drove me nuts.
Oh.
There was one thing.
What was it?
It's called succotash.
Okay.
Now, succotash is a combination of a whole lot of vegetables.
Oh,
like
okay.
Corn and peas and peas and some other
green
things.
Green beans, probably.
And all of my sisters and myself hated it.
The only time
and,
I had...
And my mom would make us sit at the dinner table, you're not leaving. And it wasn't try it. It was finish it.
You better eat it.
Now, we never had a problem finishing. My mother used to make home this chicken cordon bleu. She was Julia Child. Serious. She was amazing.
I used to remember suffering succotash. Remember?
Yes.
Remember us?
No. We suffered. We suffered. And my middle sister, she dug her heels in one day, and she sat at that dinner table.
And I'm not doing it.
All Sunday. So we had Sunday dinner, and it's just like, no.
So the fallback in my house when I was a kid was tacos. It was just like, mom's like, hey, and we're going tacos again? But you know what? The number one fallback meal now in my house,
family?
I bust it out. I go, we're doing tacos. I got beef. I got tortillas.
Are they those hard? Because it was
like
always
both.
The hard shell.
They like both, but yeah, I'm a soft shell guy.
Soft shell when I was growing up.
So I'm a soft shell guy. And so my kids are like, they like tacos, but they're like, so are we really doing tacos again? This is like the second time this week. I'm like, it's Taco Monday. It's Taco Thursday. Like, we're doing all of it. We're going to keep going. But at some point, they're going to start hating it. And I've seen my older ones already be like, I'm not doing the tacos again. Spoilt brats, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of spoiled people.
There probably was a meal that my mom would pull out from time to time, and we're just like, why? Why this one? Why this one?
My mom used to make one that we dreaded because my dad hated it. When he would go on business trips, my mom would make it. It was called hamburger gravy. And it was just like a white gravy that had hamburger in it, and you just put it on like toast. And I'd be like, we were all looking at it going, this is
okay,
garbage.
She would make these Salisbury steaks from time to time.
And you hated them?
Well, yeah, I'm not a Salisbury steak person.
Because what is that? It's like a cruddy piece of meat in like a gravy, right?
And they claim that they've tenderized it to death, you know, and it's like,
tough as heck.
It still doesn't cut well. It doesn't chew well.
Yeah, you got to get rid of that.
Where I have to work out to eat it is not a good meal.
Any meal that, like, they go, this transfers easy into a TV dinner. Like, yes. You don't have prime rib TV dinners. You have suffer and succotash, and you have Salisbury steak.
That's just a kiss of death.
Like a goo.
And some mashed potatoes.
Just really bad
mashed potatoes, right. Too.
Let's kick off the show. We got lots to chat about today. Hey, Jazz lose a basketball game. Nice job. We got four in a row now.
Shocker.
We're into a nice little groove here with this Jazz team. Let's jump into the cut right here at top of the show, and let's start everything right here.
There we go. The unquestioned. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
The cut presented by G2G Bars. As always, our show presented by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients, no preservatives, plenty of protein. They do not skimp on high quality ingredients like you see some other bars do. This is a chunk of awesome. That's what you're going to get with a G2G Bar. Quick, tasty, and nutritious all at the same time with a giant pack of protein with it. All right. Refrigerated sections at Costco, Holiday Oil, Maverick, and Associated Foods.
Plus,
Trajan Wealth, trusted local financial fiduciary, 801-899-7600, or their website, TrajanWealth.com. Jazz lose their fourth in a row last night, and I love the fight from this team, at least from Lauri Markkanen and Walker Kessler last night. Walker Kessler's finding a little bit of a groove here.
He's kind of – his game elevated to a new level.
So, yeah. And I know it's just two games recently.
Sure.
But I think that they're asking more of him.
Well, and they're figuring out how to get him the ball more.
And I think he is more confident going to the hoop. Yeah. I think the athleticism is insane from this big guy.
Yeah.
Like how
it
there's
is.
Like there it are is. One or two times a game where people are shocked that he makes that trip down the court 94 feet and beats everybody down there. He's on defense on both ends, or he's on defense, then he's right there underneath the hoop again immediately. It's not this clunky, heavy-footed center that, you know, I'm not trying to dig at Rudy Gobert because he worked his butt off to be up and down that floor.
Right.
What I'm saying is that there's something different there. You don't see seven-footers move like Walker Kessler. He's got those big, soft feet, man. He is so good, and that's what I love about – and they lost the game last night, which is what I'm fine with. 35-40 now. They're a couple games out of the 10th spot to play in.
Let me give you a couple of names that might help you understand. Okay.
What?
Damian Jones.
Mm.
Udoka
Azubuike.
No.
Oh.
You've got Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Okay.
And Johnny Jujang.
Johnny Jujang.
Jujang. Yeah. Jujang.
You call him Jujang.
Well, Jujang because he's janging it off of the rim. Janging. So we don't know who they are, and they don't know who they are. When they're out there playing together.
Danny Ainge knows who they are, though.
It's a lot of names flying out around there. And it goes back to kind of what I've said before. How do you keep changing these rotations and these lineups and just go, oh, yeah, go play well together and score? And maybe you can do it against teams that are struggling. But you're not going to beat a good team. You know, and the Phoenix Suns are a good team.
Yeah,
it's just really hard.
DeAndre Ayton
the Jazz
came back.
Have a tough schedule. And with these 10-day contract players and a lot of guys that haven't played a lot together, it's a tough ask. It's a really tough ask if you're expecting to win and try to make it into that 10 spot. That's a tough ask for the Utah Jazz.
So I know I'm going to kill this.
Kill what?
Luka Samanić. Does that sound right? That sounds right. 10-day contract with the Jazz. Welcome.
Another
Welcome
name.
To Utah Jazz. Another name. Throw
Another
it in there.
Another name.
Trying to figure this thing out, man.
Get your roster out.
Gets a 10-day deal. See what he's about with this team, right? This is a guy that not a lot of folks know a ton about.
But they have to do this, right? They have to have so many guys on the roster. I mean, they got to
He was waived by the Spurs last year. He's one of these G League guys. He's 23 years old. He's averaging 20 and 11 in the what is the Showcase Cup games? I mean, he's in the G League, but he's about 22 points a game, and he only plays 29 minutes, so he's a scorer. I don't know exactly what you're going to get from this guy, because we've seen 10-day contracts that they don't even put a guy in the game. And we've seen 10-day contracts who, you know, roll up and pull a, you know, you start looking at guys like Chris Dunn, and you wonder where he sits in all this. So let's play a little game here. Scott, you ready?
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Okay, so Jazz, and by the way, you had two of the three, or you at least had, you had all the requirements of what I want out of this Jazz team the rest of the year last night. Markkanen scoring, right? He was the leading scorer of the team last night, and he was back. You know, to his credit, and I think to Will Hardy's credit, we just assumed, look, you don't need to put this guy in the rest of the year, so don't. But there's no version of that, I think, that the Jazz like.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they want to have and keep developing Lauri Markkanen, and so I love that he went back. I love that he came back and started playing.
He's tough. Yep.
And he's really good, and he is just developing into this marquee player for this Jazz team. What's it going to look like next year? Don't know. What's the roster going to look like next year? Don't know. So let's play a little game called Play, Trade, or Cut.
So we are Danny Ainge, yes. And we're the general manager.
So guys that we want to see playing next year, or guys we want to see traded, you think could be worth a trade, and guys are going to – so let me go through, and let's talk about some of the guys who are going to be on this roster for next year. Okay?
Right, let's do it.
So let's go through first. Lauri Markkanen.
We want him on the roster or no? So it's play trade, or cut.
That's right. What's that noise?
That's my Steve Spurrier.
You're gonna keep Lauri Markkanen.
Heck yes! Like he's my 5-star guy.
Okay, Walker Kessler.
I'm gonna build a franchise. Well, I don't know that he's the franchise guy, but man, he's a massive.
Why
part
not
of
though?
Walker Kessler.
No. Let's go back to this though. Why can't Lauri Markkanen be a franchise guy? Because everybody goes, yeah, he's awesome, but you want to get a superstar on top of that.
Okay, let's take a Kevin Durant, who's about the same height, right? 7-footer, very efficient ball handler, can score from the outside, from the inside.
Sure.
Has that mid-range shot. But you know what Kevin Durant has? He has the ability to get a good shot anytime he wants. That, to me, is what a superstar player is. They get a great shot anytime they want, and I'm still not convinced that Lauri Markkanen is that guy.
He can shoot from anywhere on the court.
He's
but
working
it's about,
on it, but it's yeah, like yeah. Kevin Durant off the dribble can get and
he creates anything.
He can create because he can elevate and get a shot and get a good look anytime he wants. And I'm not sure. I know that you can see that the Jazz are pushing Lauri into that move, right? You can see that he's trying to be aggressive and attack the basket and try to, but if you were to say, is he a guy that can find a shot anytime he wants and win one at the end of the game on a shot that he's created? I'm not convinced that he can quite do that yet, and that's what I would want to see from him in this future. So is he the guy that you're hanging your franchise on and you're building around? He's certainly a Scottie Pippen piece.
Oh my, come on.
Well, you know, he's a Robin, maybe, to Batman. Batman is – we just got to
– See, I think we get
Danny
two.
Danny Ainge just got to get on the bat phone.
I think
– Send out the signal. You got to bring Batman in here.
See, and I disagree
okay,
a little bit with
Superman.
It. I know. I disagree a little bit with it because I think that when you see Lauri Markkanen and you go, this guy's been insanely good. He is an all-star now. He jumped in and he could be a – not just a piece, he could be that lead piece.
Scottie Pippen was one of the top 50 players of all time. John Stockton and Karl Malone were you got to have two. I'm saying he's one of two. I'm not saying he's like he's.
But why can't
a, he's
he be the lead
player.
Guy? That, why can't he be the Karl Malone of that group?
Because I think you got. I think you have to have a guy that can. I don't know that he's that superstar player.
All right.
I think he's really don't get. I think you misunderstand.
Well, you just threw him. You just told. He's listening right now, and then you went, "Hey, he's like Robin. He's going to be great. He's like Scottie Pippen." You just basically, that's almost an insult
okay,
at this point.
They're called the dynamic duo. It's not like one is really good and the other one isn't. They're both dynamic.
Yeah, but Robin okay? was always laughed at a little bit, right?
And maybe Robin isn't the best example because he's a little bit, you know, come on. You're not in the same category as Batman. You know?
I know. That's like so far off. The Kid Wonder. Come on. It's not. That's not what you want.
Is he
okay.
the Wonder Kid or the Wonder Kid?
I think they call him the Kid Wonder. All right. So, fine. We got. I don't know why we spend so much time
called,
on Larry
he's
Marketing.
He's called the Boy Wonder.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's insulting.
Well,
again,
that was back in the day when you just had, you know, the.
Gee, Batman. Like, that's the thing. I look at Robin. That's an insult.
Well, it's not gee. It's gee whiz, Batman.
Suffering succotash, Batman. Leaping lizards. Like, he.
Golly gee.
He did. He always had like a...
I know. He had to... It was relating to the young crowd.
Yeah,
come
yes.
on.
I get it. Okay. That I don't know why he spent so much time on Lowry.
Well,
we don't know what Lowry's situation is.
Because it's important.
Because I thought
but,
you were
hey,
offensive right there.
Hey, I'm saying play the guy. I'm not
Walker
saying trade
Kessler.
Him. I'm not saying...
Play, trade, or cut.
Play.
Okay.
Come on. I'm just telling...
I'm going to get to
Walker,
these...
But Walker Kessler, to me, it just gets so exciting. Really. I mean, you're seeing... In year one, even a significant elevation from the beginning of the season.
Okay. Let's go to
number three.
Let's go to number three. Now it's going to start getting more difficult from here. Jordan Clarkson.
Trade.
So you see value coming back for Jordan Clarkson. See, and I play Jordan Clarkson. I think he is still an integral part of this team. And maybe that means him going back to that sixth man role. Can you? Can you go back to a sixth-man role if they get somebody? They have to. It's been part of the success of this Jazz team is having a guy come off the bench who might be who actually is more electric than maybe some of the guys you had on the court initially and bring something else. So I keep Jordan Clarkson, and I know that he might be worth something. He might be worth something in the trade. In the trade mills, but I don't think that. I prefer to have Jordan Clarkson, who seems like not just a Jazz guy, but is also a creator, man. He just he can absolutely do it.
Okay, here's my challenge with Jordan Clarkson. And what I like about him, I'm going to say trade.
Okay.
What the challenge for me with him is he's a guy that he's streaky. And there's times when, man, it's, you know, it – And believe me, I'm going to keep him. I changed my mind.
Okay, hold on. We got to go quick here.
And here's the reason I changed my mind. Really simple. He's an extremely versatile player. Extremely versatile and very talented. So there, he can fit in a lot of different roles.
Okay. Udoka Zabuke.
Cut.
Ochai Agbaji.
Play.
I think you keep him too. I'm getting a little greedy here with the guys you already have.
I just want to see where he can, because he's shown an ability to score and he's shown an ability to defend.
Rudy Gay.
Cut.
THT Talen Horton Tucker. he might have actually gotten. I mean, there's this thing between play or trade for me, because I do think he brought some extra value. He is more valuable now than he was when he left the Lakers.
1,000%.
And so I think that might be a nice
piece.
Okay,
here's the question. Has he improved significantly from a year ago?
He's certainly
from
getting
the beginning
minutes.
Of the year. Like, do you see there's something there's something. See, I'm having a hard time with him and I'm having a hard no, I'm not.
Okay.
I say play. I actually say play.
Here's why I say trade. Because this team is contingent on good three-point shooting, and he is a career 27% three-point shooter.
Yeah.
He's been 27% for his career. He's been 27% this year. And he's got a lot. I mean, he scores almost 10 points a game in his career also, but he's been asked to do a lot in the last 10 games, and he's scored 17 a game in the last 10. Okay. Chris Dunn.
keep, play.
Okay. That was pretty quick for you.
I think he's the best defender on the Utah Jazz.
Do you think he's a second unit guy, maybe?
Possibly, yeah. And I think he's a second unit point guard.
And he hangs out with Jordan Clarkson, maybe? Or Ochai Agbaji, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. I think they're defensive minded guys that can be they can find offense though.
Yeah, but what about Colin Sexton?
He's pretty good.
He's really good. You talk about a scorer, man.
I say keep him.
Keep Colin Sexton.
Yeah.
He's got an upside, man. He's almost a 20-point guy a game for his career.
Ochai could be a second unit guy. Maybe Jordan Clarkson comes into that second unit. Maybe you find a guy through free agency or the draft that becomes your Batman guy. Or maybe, you know.
You're sticking with the Batman thing, huh?
Yeah.
But because that is inherently offensive because Lowry Markkanen is then Robin. A 7-foot Robin. Okay. Kelly Olynyk, speaking of tall guys.
He's a tough one. I'm going to say trade.
Okay. Juan Toscano
Anderson.
What are
you going to say?
No, I think you trade Kelly Olynyk.
No. Cut.
Although I don't know,
Kelly's a journeyman NBA player.
And he'll continue that journey.
He's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. I mean, you love the guy, but yeah.
So you cut Juan Toscano Anderson.
Yes.
Damian Jones.
Cut.
Johnny Juzang.
Cut.
This is a tough one. Simone Fontecchio.
I say you keep. I say you play.
I think for us, play is
a rotational player, right? It's not a starter.
I see him. He has increased his value. Danny Ainge got exactly probably what he wanted out of this guy, and he's in a package deal. I say trade.
You trade him?
Yep. I think he's going to be a part of a package deal, and I say you trade that guy.
All right.
If you're talking about trying to get the guy who's going to – you need to package something crazy together if you're going to get – it's the kind of thing where you get maybe a couple of first-round draft picks and then like a whole handful of players from this Jazz roster right now to be able to get that one singular – insane superstar, if that's something that's in the cards for Danny Ainge right now.
So, do you feel Olynyk, like I would say, would be a trade guy then? He's not a cut guy.
Who?
Olynyk's a trade guy to me.
No, I thought you said cut about Juan Toscano Anderson. No. Yeah. Kelly Olynyk's in the trade category.
He's a trade guy.
Yeah. You either keep him or you trade him. You don't cut that dude.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with Fontecchio, trade or play. Okay. I just think he's got skills. He can.
He's shown something, and he's definitely all these guys have gotten an opportunity.
Is that everybody?
Yeah, there's I think that you look at some of these guys and you say Micah Potter. Come on. Gonzo. Luka Samanic, the guy they just signed for 10 days. Right? Yeah, yeah. I think we – Damian Jones, didn't we already say him? Yeah.
Cut.
So, so there you go. Those are all the guys. There's your roster. We've cut some, we've played some, we've traded some.
Yeah.
I think we've made some good progress here.
I think we would be very good in front office.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got more to chat about. We've got a lot to get into. So let's just, we'll come back around the corner. Stay with us, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.